Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Father. The reason I did that earlier this week, I was thinking about how awesome it would be if they would sing the song where it talks about the goodness of God all over your life, seeing evidence. And then as they were finishing that song, I was going to go over and ask Tracy, "Hey, will you play? Look at God. He did it for me." And then if it wasn't for Pastor Tracy having a word for us, I don't know what we'd be doing right now, because I was pretty jacked up. However, praise God, he gave me a chance to settle down. And the Lord just kept giving me things and giving me things. And God is good, y'all. I mean, you can't say it enough. And God is good. The evidence is all over your life. I mean, every breath you take, every situation, circumstance, and every challenge that we face is already taken care of. And it comes down to just really, A, believing that and receiving it by faith. Because there's nothing we can do about it. Huh? We can't mess it up because he already took care of it. Amen. And before I get into too far ahead of myself, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the pastors of this house, Al and Carla, in 40 years of ministry. What a honor to be part of this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Live it up. Yeah. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you're visiting with us for the first time, welcome. My name is Jaira. Pastors Al and Carla are away, as Fifi said earlier. Church Online, Indy Campus. Hey, y'all. Just wanted to acknowledge Pastor and his vision for Summit is talking about the grace of God. He is grace. In fact, God calls his throne the throne of grace. There's no condemnation in Christ. Amen. And today's message, I believe, I know for sure we're going to settle some things today about who you are. Amen. Because I am thoroughly convinced that when a person realizes and understands who they are, why they are, the purpose of who they are is will come second nature. You know what I'm saying? You ever have some unanswered questions? You ever think about things that just don't have the answers to? Like, for instance, some might say, after hearing a song about the goodness of God, some might say, "Well, why would God be good to me?" Some might wonder, well, what's so special about me? Or someone may not have a high opinion of themselves. That's going to be their concern, right? I can see that. If I didn't think the way I thought, I would have those thoughts. It's like, well, why does my wife love me? Well, who? I'm nobody special. Why does she choose me? Well, see, I'm going to get into that here in a minute, but those answers are going to be answers for you today. I'm going to help you understand why you're qualified to receive the goodness of God. You hear me? I'm going to help you understand why it was God that got you out of that mess that you got yourself into the last time and the next time. And y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you why, so that when you leave here today, you will have a thorough understanding of your identity in Christ and why it is God loves you the way he loves you, without a doubt, without question. Once you settle that in your mind once and for all, there ain't nothing you cannot do. And what I say it like that is in terms of your life and receiving the goodness of God. There's nothing you can't have. There's nothing you can't do. There's no place you cannot go understanding your identity in Christ. There's no prayer that you can't pray. There's no expectation that you cannot expect. There's no joy you cannot receive. I'm telling you, glory to God, once you understand who you are in Christ, getting that thorough understanding of your identity. Who are you? Amen. Think about questions. When Satan come to Jesus and when he was tempting him. Okay, slow down a second. Satan said, "If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." What if Jesus didn't know who he was? This would be a whole different conversation, wouldn't it? But I want you to notice too, he used the same trick he tried to use on Eve back in the garden. And then he's using the same tricks today, y'all. He's using the same tricks today. So, because here it is. As long as you know who you are, There ain't nothing Satan can tell you. There ain't nothing he can tell you. There ain't nothing he can tell you. Huh? I know I'm the husband of Linda. Can't nobody tell me anything different. I'll knock you out, you try to tell me something different. Huh? Seriously. Right? Can't nobody tell you anything but what you know when you understand your identity. Even Satan himself. Even in the worst case scenario, think about the worst things that have happened in our lives. Just even before you start serving the Lord, just think about the worst, the most terrible thing that ever happened to you. And you came on up out of it. Right? Right? Even still today, worst case scenario, when you go through that thing, understanding who you are, and you walk in faith, and you stand and believe, and knowing that God's going to fulfill his promise in your life, you also know that everything works out to your good, right? All things work together for my good. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you've got to say about it. Everything working out for my good. I might not look the greatest right now, but I know who I am. Come on, y'all. Huh? Come on, y'all. Jesus didn't look the greatest. In fact, the Bible said you can't even tell he was a man hanging on a cross. But I bet you one thing, he knew who he was. Okay, settle down. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Father, we just praise you for this day. We thank you for the goodness of your word. We thank you for your kindness that you're showing us today, Lord God. I magnify you, Father, for what you're doing in this place today. Open our eyes, and those who have ears to hear will hear your word, Lord God. I thank you for fresh and surprise revelation of your grace and your goodness and your love for us. And I praise you, Father. And I declare that everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, will have a greater understanding of their identity and who they are in Christ. We praise you and we love you for it and declare it done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Got a lot to say this morning. The Holy Spirit. Y'all know what I'm saying. There's a lot to be said about what we're going to go through this morning. I don't know if we're going to get through it all, but that's okay. My main thing is helping you understand your identity. I know I've said it a few times, but I want you to understand how important it is. It's the very foundation of what we're talking about. We carry around an ID, right? Every time you go to do something, go to the bank, go see the doctor, go get a job, they ask for what? Your ID. Who are you? Why is that? They want to know who you are, right? Do you know who you are? I'm not talking about your job. I'm not talking about your occupation. Do you know who you are? Do you know what it means to be the Son of God? Do you know what it means to be in Christ Jesus? Ask God to show you if you don't know. First of all, amen, the next 20 minutes that we have together may not be enough time. But here's what it's going to do. It's going to plant that seed. And every seed that God has sown always returns to him a hundredfold. Always. Hallelujah. But then here's the other part of it too. The Bible talks about the sower. When the sower goes sowing the word, the enemy tries to come and take that word from you. So be mindful of these sly little tricks of the devil. He's not going to change his attacks. You know, it should be, you should almost expect the devil to show up every day. Yeah. Think about that. You should always pray and know that God's going to take care of it, but you should almost always expect, because you think about bill collectors. If you owe a bill collector, they're calling for their money, aren't they? They're going to send you email, letters, and all that. If you owe money, you're late. Well, yeah, you miss a payment. Gonna have a late fee. Yeah, you expect things. You expect certain things to happen. It's Friday afternoon, and at 4 o'clock, you expect your check to be deposited, right? It's the same thing with living this life for Christ. You are a powerhouse of authority. Come on, somebody. When you walk into a room, things change. Come on, y'all. He is all kind of crazy about trying to take you out. We should almost expect him. But here's the thing: there's no reason to be afraid of him. Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There ain't nothing that you can do or not do that cause God to love you any less. We talking about the goodness of God? My goodness, you driving a car? Huh? You live in a nice house? You have your health? It all comes down to the goodness of God Are you really getting it? For some reason, we're kind of on this step right here for some reason. Maybe somebody just need to hear it one more time, how good God is. Huh? Maybe sometimes, oh, I know where I was going. Remember, Fifi talked about wanting to work out this year or get better in shape. When it comes to identity, don't look at it as I'm going to work out and get in shape. Look at it as I live a healthy lifestyle, make good choices in all that I do. Amen. Just change it up. Just change the way you think. Look at things like that. Amen. And she's right. God's full of grace. It's only the 26th. You got plenty of time to get that corrected. Amen. Let's get on into this. I'm going to go in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. Before him in love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the Holy Spirit with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. I want you to see that it said it before the foundation of the world, or even further up, it says he blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Has blessed is a past tense. It's already done. We don't have to work for God's blessing because he already did it. Amen. And then when you think about, he said it's he chose us before the foundation of the world. In the Greek, the word chose is kaleo, and it means to call out. So before the foundation of the world, God saw through the eyes of faith that we would be righteous. And so that day that we receive Christ, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about there's joy in the presence of heaven. There's joy in the presence. Did I say that right? Yeah, there's joy in the presence of heaven when someone receives Christ. Presence of the angels. Who's in the presence of the angels? God and Jesus. So when we receive Christ, it's the fulfillment of what he saw. And so if we're in Christ, we have the mind of Christ. We have the faith of God. It's our faith that activates the things to come to pass in our life. Amen? So he chose us before the foundation of the world to be holy. Right? And it says here that through the blood of Christ, we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. So walk in freedom. Sin no longer has any dominion over you. There's nothing that can happen to you as a result of your behavior. Amen. Now, obviously, we don't want to do things that we know aren't right. However, if we have the grace of God that takes care of that, that's washed away it all. Amen. There's no more guilt. There's no more shame. There's no more condemnation. Amen. We can come boldly to the throne when we need help in different situations. Right? Amen. Amen. Walk in that freedom, y'all. Walk in that freedom. See, we look at different things when we look at natural circumstances, you know, we have to perform to get ahead. Like, for instance, when here it talks about being chosen, we think about going out for a team, sports and whatnot. You have to show up to the tryouts, go through the exercises, and hope you get picked for the team, right? Same thing with jobs. You go through the interview process, two or three interviews, meet this person, fill out this paperwork, do this assessment, and hopefully you get it. Doesn't it feel good to be chosen, to be picked? Huh? Don't you get excited, you tell everybody about it, maybe have a party, amen? All of that is based on performance. How much better is it to be picked just because God loves you? Huh? And if you were picked just because God loves you, that means you can never be in a situation where you would be unpicked, right? Because of the love of God. And so it comes down to understanding who you are. Understanding who you are. And again, I keep coming back to this, but, oh, I'm sorry. For some people, that might sound like, man, you talking pie in the sky. What do you mean? God can't love me. Do you know how I live? Do you know what I do? Do you know what I've done? Yes, he can. That's why Jesus went to the cross. It says it right here. In fact, we'll find out a little bit. Well, let's see. In fact, no, slow down. Ephesians 2, 1 through 10, it says, "And you were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Amen. It said that God, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He knew what we were going to do. He did it anyway. Amen. We have to settle it once and for all that it's not about our behavior. It's not about being shameful. It's not about walking in condemnation. Walk free in the freedom that God has given us through the blood of Christ. That's who you are. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There's nothing you can do to change God's love for you. Nothing. Nothing. Can somebody say nothing? Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing you can do. That's just the way it is. And we, as we grab a hold of that, expect higher understanding in God's love. Expect it. Expect it. Expect God to show up. Expect God to wink at you when you're thinking about something and you see a sign that reminds you of what you've been thinking about. Or what about, you ever had an answer to prayer that you didn't pray for? Isn't that awesome? You're like, well, I didn't even pray for it. Look at God. Isn't that, come on, y'all. It's something concerning. You're concerned about something. God take care of it anyway. I forgot to pray about it. But praise God, it's done already. That's his goodness. That's his goodness. Can you imagine, when you think about kids, most of us have been around young kids, and they just go and play and have a good time. And they fall down, bounce right back up. And, you tell them, they ask for something, you say no. They say okay and run on off like it's no big deal. Huh? You don't see them sitting in the corner worrying about the light bill, do you? They don't ever come up to you and say, "Are you going to feed me today?" They might say, "I'm hungry," but they don't ask you like they're concerned. They're not going to, come on, y'all. Huh? That's how we to be with our Father. Huh? He going to take care of it. I don't care what it is. Go on about your business. Do what you need to do. Amen? Make that decision. Here's another thing. Sometimes we have decisions to make and things we're concerned about doing. Make the decision anyway, and if it's wrong, God will fix it. Huh? God will fix it. He always does. Sometimes God is so good, he fixes things we don't even know about. You ever plan a trip or want to go someplace, and you plan to leave at a certain time, and for whatever reason you didn't get packed enough, or this happened, that happened, you just delayed 10 or 15 minutes. How do you know God wasn't keeping you out of an accident? A situation. Somebody driving nuts down the road. Everything works together for our good, y'all. Don't be so uptight that you left 30 minutes late that you out there driving like this. huh? That don't do good, any good for anybody. Or your family. You know, you travel with your family members, you all wound up and yelling at them. How unpleasant that trip gonna be? Right? Amen. So like I said, well, you know who you are. You look at stuff like that, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. You see stuff going on in the White House, it's gonna be all right. See stuff going on in Israel, it's gonna be all right. God's got, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. My father owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. What do I look like being concerned about the economy? Huh? What do I look like being, like I said, worst case scenario, God got it already anyway. Amen. Make the decision, do what you need to do. Here's another thing. When you go looking for counseling, when you go looking for help and assistance, when you're trying to figure stuff out, talk to the right people. Talk to somebody that's doing what you want to do or that has progressed further than what you want to progress. Don't go talk to your buddy who's in the same situation you're in. Consider the source. I always say, consider the source. Who are you getting your information from? Who are you talking to? Who are you asking about that situation? Amen. You having problems with relationships? Don't go asking somebody who's been divorced 3 times and not trying to be married. Come on, somebody. Huh? Glory to God. If you're single and you're trying to meet somebody, go find somebody else that's been there, done that. To look at the people. See, that's the thing, that when you know who you are, you make those decisions, you talk to the right people. And the people that are in your life, they're in your life for a reason. Amen. You might be single and wish you have a mate. Well, go find somebody that's single who has success in that area of being single. Some people feel like they have to have, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Somebody have this attitude, I got to have a man. I got to have a woman. And do all kinds of crazy stuff to make that happen. What about the person who's single, who has total peace all the time, every time? Hang out with them. Find out what they're doing. Find out what they know. Amen. Ask them to pray for you and stand in agreement with you for that prayer for one. Here's another thing. Those of y'all who are dating, y'all want to save yourself some time. Take out a sheet of paper. You make your list of all the things you want that person to be. I want them to have this type of education. I want them to come from this kind of family. I want them to have this kind of employment. I want them to have this mindset. I want them to believe in Christ the way I do. Everything you want that person to be. Consider now, there's no perfect people, but if you start dating and they don't meet in certain things, oh, okay, the first date was nice. Thank you for your time. Have a great day. No, we're not going out the second time. Might not even get to the first date if they don't have clean teeth. Y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? No, huh? Come on, walk until you snaggle tooth. No, you keep on walking, huh? I'm serious though. Save yourself some time with some of these jokers out here, men and women too. If you know what you're looking for, it starts with what? Knowing who you are. Knowing who you are. And here's the thing. You meet somebody. They meet certain qualifications on your list. You can start going out with them. Guess who you can rely on to tell you if it's the right one or not? Jesus. The Holy Spirit. Knowing who you are. Because he's not going to let you make a mistake. Right? And if you do goof up, he's going to fix it. I'm trying to tell y'all, it's time to just let that stuff go. Yeah, at the beginning of the year, I was talking about reflect, release, and renew. Thinking about, you know, reflecting over the past year, how did last year go well? What are some things I could have improved on? And then somebody in the conversation brought up, what did I learn from last year? Huh? What did I learn? I learned some things. I learned not to do some things. I learned to do things better, more of things. And then we want to release all the bad, all the junk, all the not so great stuff, even the great stuff. You can't ride on the curtails of last year's success in the 2025, especially if God's trying to take you higher. There ain't no way I can go this way if I'm looking that way. Come on, somebody. And then renew. Renew your commitment to yourself. Does anyone here like to be lied to? Anyone? Raise your hand. Anybody like to be lied to? Misled about anything? Okay, you got your seatbelt on? Why do you lie to yourself so often? Why do you lie to yourself so often? I'm going to do such and such. I'm going to do such and such. And then don't do it. I'm going to commit to this, and then don't do it. No condemnation, but think about that. It's time to start being better to yourself. You might, I have this challenge too. I put stuff on my to-do list, and 9 out of 10 things might get done, and then all night long I'm commiserating about that 10th thing that I get to. Yeah, so I started learning to do. Not put so much stuff on my to-do list. Huh? Simple fix, right? No more commiserating. Come on, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. You got the mind of Christ. Just take time to think about stuff and figure out how to do better. And stop lying, because that's what the enemy does. He nitpicks with stuff like that. When we think we're cruising along doing the things we want to do and move and progressing, he nitpicks and says, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. And here we are looking this way trying to drive. Not 2025. But here's the kicker, though. This is the year of great grace. It's all right. It's all right anyway. Come on. It's all right anyway. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't worry about it. Keep on moving. God is good. Y'all get anything out of this? I'm having a good time. I don't know about y'all. God is so good. You know, there's when Pastor Hill Everett obviously asked me to speak today, and any time that I'm preparing to be before you all, first of all, it's such an honor and a privilege for me to be able to speak. It brings me more joy than I can express in the few minutes we have together. And one of the things with me is that my concern is delivering good product, delivering value. And the goodness of God, just like I said, as a praise team was saying, he just said, like I'm telling y'all, it's okay. Just step out. Just step out. It's okay. Just step out and listen and be guided. Just yield. It's okay. Because it could be a job, back to job interviews. It could be performing on a job. It could be different things that we do that we want to do well at. Take a breath. It's okay. Just step out there. Because when you know who you are, God going to take care of it. God going to take care of it. He going to take care of it anyway, regardless if we know who, y'all know what I'm saying, though. But I suppose the caveat is that you already know that you know that you know that you know that you know. It's going to be all right. Amen. It might look like things are going left, but if you turn around, it's going to be all right. Amen. Let's go a little bit further. How much time we got? Oh, we got a few minutes. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I knew we was going to have a little challenge with that. Let's see where we can go here. Praise God. Let's go to chapter 3 in Ephesians. For this reason, 3:14, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father, for whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. The Spirit enables us to stand firm in faith and just pray for God to give you eyes to see and understanding of his love, because he loves you more than you know. Amen. And understanding that we're empowered in Christ. I really like the scripture where it says, who's able to do far above what we can ask or think. I got a big imagination. Amen. And earlier this year, Pastor was saying, ask big, dream big this year. you know, your dreams should be so big that it even scares you a little bit. Because dream impossible dreams, because everything is possible to those who believe. Everything. And as you understand your identity in Christ, you know that, again, you know that you know. What's wrong with having $1 million in the bank? Nothing wrong with it. One of the ways that that Satan will try to mess people up with money, because you hear these crazy stories about people coming into money and they go broke and family try to kill them and stuff like that. We have people in our congregation right now that can tell you exactly how to handle $5 million or whatever, handle your money right now. Right now, we have the resources, and what we don't have, they can tell us how to get it. Right now, if someone handed you $1 million check, somebody can tell you exactly how to live off that $1 million the rest of your life. Right now. See, it's just, I can go on and on and on, but I know I'm getting close to my closing time. But God is so good, y'all. You can't say that enough. And like I said, when people understand who, especially men, let me shout out to the men for a minute. When men act like men, oh boy. The men who are examples to our young men, to the kids, when men start acting like who they are in Christ, who they're supposed to be, now that this identity crisis is going on in the world, that junk will be gone. And so, gravitating toward who you are in Christ and understand the power that you have, understand the influence that you have, understand the responsibility that you have as a man in this world. And here it is again. No condemnation. God's full of grace. Ask him to show you how to be the man you're called to be. Ask him to show you how to be the son that you're called to be. Because, and parents, you're not raising kids, you're raising adults. Show them how to be men. Show them how to be women. Amen? Treat them with respect. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but there's some people in your life that you're going to meet this week that's going to need to hear some of this. Glory to God. God is good, y'all. Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you understand your identity? Amen. And if you don't, talk to somebody. Amen. Talk to somebody. In fact, before I'm going to give you a challenge, before you leave today, tell three people what you got out of the message today. It could be any three people here. Just, will y'all do that for me? Yes? This is yes. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Every head bowed, every eye closed.